I'm just going to break into Madison Avenue there for a minute. Not break into Madison Avenue itself. I mean, that would be illegal. But I'm just going to fade it out because on the line, I have a very important man who's setting up the festival just up the road from us. Steve Porter, not the man who runs the haulage company that everyone knows, but the official Steve Porter from SJPN. So good morning, Steve. Well, afternoon, really.
Good afternoon, yes. It is the question I get asked the most is, are these your trucks?
No.
Sadly not.
So you're literally, well, a couple of hundred yards from me just up the road.
Yes.
You can't get off the site today because you're too busy, which doesn't surprise me
it
in the least.
It's a busy time. It's a very busy time. Yeah, things are going well, though. We've got the big top is up and everything is looking really lovely up here today.
Excellent. And what is it you're actually... You're in charge of the build, are you?
Well, I'm glamorously entitled the school fields manager, so I look after everything from the edge of the arena up to where the campsite begins. So all the entertainment fields where we've got the bars and the fairground rides and all the trade stands and food concessions from
so
the arena upwards. So.
You're the person that needs negotiating. People say this space isn't big enough, and I thought I'd book that. And where's my electricity and
exactly,
whatever?
Exactly.
Oh, I hope you're paid well.
Yeah. Well, we'll not discuss that one. I don't think. No, but it's quite fun, and we're having a really good time, and everything's going brilliantly well. So.
Yeah, I mean, you've been blessed with the weather because earlier in the week it looked a bit disastrous.
Yeah, we had one day earlier in this week when it was so windy up here that we just had to stop. And look, you know, we've got to look after the ground where we are because
yeah.
It's dead between the council and the school, and so we have to be very sensitive to that. But no, we have been lucky, and the forecast I've seen looks pretty good for next week.
It does, yes. It's looking very promising. I think Mr. Giddings has done a deal with somebody upstairs.
He talks to people on higher levels than I do.
Yes, I sure do. But at the ground level, you're the person that makes sure everything is set up ready in the trading areas.
Yes. There's a kind of team of people that look after the foods and the trade stands, and we've got a team of people who look after what we call the sponsors, you know, all the other bars that are up here. And
okay.
Obviously the fairground ride, there's a lot of guys that come on with those. So there's kind of pockets of teams which I hopefully just try and manage and make sure everything fits and works.
Yeah, and normally now we see you, because I know you reasonably well, we see you stomping around in shorts and boots.
It's exactly what's happening today.
And then you get locked in a porter cabin for a bit.
Exactly right.
Yeah, so roughly how many traders do you have up there these days? I haven't been up for a bit.
Do you know, I can't think of the exact number, but it's there are a lot. I mean, there's a lot, because they all run up into the campsite as well. So,
yeah.
We're talking 50 plus. I mean, it's decent numbers.
And
they've... They really manage the types that we have, so there's not too many doing the same thing to give everybody a fair.
No, that makes sense. Otherwise, you're going to get whinged at because there's someone doing the same thing as
exactly.
You next door. Yeah, that makes absolute sense. I mean, but basically, you're building a small town or small city there, aren't you?
It is basically that, yes. I mean, I think somebody once tried to measure, and perhaps I should do it, we should measure the site from the stage to the end of the campsite. Because it's big, you know, it needs to be so.
It's big, and you've got thousands of people coming. You're putting in power, sanitation, water, food supplies, everything.
It's like building a small village, or fairly large town, actually.
And then on Monday week, you've got to take it all away again.
Exactly. So come end of Sunday, when everybody's staggered back to the campsite, we're off to the next one.
Yeah.
So everything comes down, packed up, and off it goes.
So. I mean, you get about... I was just looking at your website, sjpn.co.uk, and you've been all over the world, haven't you, doing this sort of stuff?
I've done all sorts of things, yeah. I mean, we first met doing the Rewind Festivals.
Yes.
There are now three of across the country. But I do a bit of tour managing as well, so I'm off around the world with Elaine Page. I do a lot of touring with.
Okay.
And that's taken me to Australia, to China, to all over the place, which is fantastic.
Do you still wear shorts and boots?
Not when I'm there. Well, it depends on the time of year. Australia in December is not a bad shorts and boots time of year.
All right, okay. That's worth knowing. Yeah, I suppose it's midsummer there, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'll leave you to get on, because I know you're really busy, and your walkie-talkie will be squawking at you.
It will be. Once we send it back on again.
And good luck with the rest of this festival, and I will see you in August.
Definitely.
Because I'm going to be at the Rewind, and we'll listen to some 80s music. But thank you very much for coming on.
Lovely to talk to you, and I'll catch up with you soon.
Indeed. Right, thank you very much,
Take
Steve. Bit of Snow Patrol coming up now, and our double drop feature.
Putting community spirit back into radio. Vectis Radio.